Comedy Mushroom Cult in the podcast. How we feeling, everybody? Everybody good? Everybody grand? Everybody... Ow, just ran over my toe with the chair. Ooh. You know, that was... Ow, Jesus Christ, that hurt. All right, well, this is the vibe we're going into this podcast with. I was like, oh, hey, new, cool thing to put on the TV behind. It's in 4K, you know? Then on my way into the kitchen to fill up my coffee before the podcast starts, you know, the good old-fashioned 12:45 in the afternoon coffee. When you roll out of bed at, like, 10:30, 11, you know, it's kind of impressive that I get right on this after I get out of bed. I mean, it is a Wednesday, but, you know, it is what it is. Completely unrelated to me being able to get out of bed at, like, 11 o'clock in the morning. Go to my Instagram and buy one of the stupid drug dad hats that I have. Go to my stupid Instagram, buy any of the t-shirts that are on there. Just send me money on Venmo. That'd be cool. Sign up for the Patreon if you want to send me, like, $3 a month. It all adds up. If fucking 1,000 of you sign up for the Patreon, I won't have to work anymore, alright? So get on that. First, let's get to 1,000 listeners, viewers, whatever the fuck, and then, but, like, get them all to, whatever, you get it. But no, so I was trying to make my little notes here, before, and, like, for the third week in a row, I tried to use a pen that, like, I know doesn't work, but, like, for whatever reason, it's one of those, like, ah, fuck, let me grab another pen. So, like, I set it down, and then I'll, like, later in the day, I'll be like, well, why didn't I use that pen? That pen always works, you know? And it's been 3 weeks in a row that I've done that. And today, you can't see it, but off camera, there's a little, I mean, in radio-were studios, deep cut for the long time listener, follower, fan, whatever, who gives a fuck, why are we doing this? This is all an illusion. Off the camera / my shitty phone, there's like a little window into like the kitchen. You know those like kitchens that have like the little window thing in it so your wife can talk to you while she's cooking dinner, being a good woman? But, and it's like, we used to be a country. We used to send those bitches to the kitchen and didn't have to talk to them while they're doing it. But then they get interested in interior design, and now there's a fucking window in the wall, so I have to talk to my bitch wife while she's cooking me dinner. What's next? Cellular phones so she can talk to me all the time? God, what happened to a house phone? It used to be easier to have a fucking mistress in this bitch. We used to be a country. But no, like, I tried to throw it through the window into the kitchen where my trash can is. And I, like, hit. There's, like, candles and shit. I'm a multifaceted individual who smokes weed in the house sometimes, so I want to make sure that it doesn't smell like weed in here all the time. So I have candles. And I hit one of the candles, and the pen absolutely just exploded. Not ink, but, like, the mechanics of the pen exploded. Like, there's a spring somewhere around here. Like, that's gonna force me to finally do my floors. Oh, and I see... What a hilarious thing. We'll keep that inside. We don't need to put everything out there. But no, there's the mechanical bits of pen all over my apartment. And here's the thing about ADHD is you forget about things almost as soon as they happen. And I went to go, like, fill up my coffee in the kitchen and in my slippers that already don't have very good grip on wood floor. I, like, stepped on the tube of the pen and almost fell and just had one of those, like, what the fuck would have happened if I fell and, like, broke my leg? Like, how would I have had to deal with that being in an apartment by myself? Like, I would have just had to, like, the one time I had to call the ambulance for myself, I was 19. Was I 19? I was 19. I had just moved into my new dorm in my second year at Kent State. Go Flashes. Shout out to the four dead in Ohio. We'll get them back, I promise. Before we get out of here, this earth We'll settle the score. National Guard's up 4-0. We got to make it right, all right? We can't, like, I know Kent's used to losing in every athletic endeavor, but we do a pretty good job in entertainment and in fucking other things. Like, we found Lucy, the Australopithecus or whatever. Australopithecus? I don't know. I've been watching Bones. I should know better. I don't remember the point of the story. Oh, I moved into my dorm. And, dude, real bad ADHD today. Fucking strapping. We got, like, the world's falling apart, like usual. But we're doing the best we can. We're in a good mood. We're stacking good days over here. But first day, like, it wasn't the first. Second day, first night, I had just gotten my tonsils taken out, like, a few days before moving back to school. If they tell you to do your tonsils, if you're watching this and you're of age to get your tonsils out still, fucking turn it off. We don't need you here. If you're an adult who still doesn't have their tonsils out, get them out as soon as possible because it sucks so bad. But like they cut them out and cauterize them and the fucking cauterization broke loose. And so I woke up choking on my own blood and then I had to like, and instead of just spitting blood all over my apartment, I had to go into the bathroom that it was adjoined to it, spend too much money that year, get over it. And I was just like spitting just blood into the toilet and it was all over everything. I had to write a note because I knew my new roommate was moving in and I had to write a note and be like, I don't have AIDS. I wish I still had the picture of it. Because legitimate, like 100%, I had to write a handwritten note. Because I don't even think I had his phone number yet. His name was Ebby. Named after Ebby the Nuke Lelouch, I think, from Bo Durham. Bull Durham. Bo Burnham. Bull Durham. And it took me too long to figure that out. Weird kid. Would always eat, like, Taco Bell at 3 in the morning right next to my head. I don't think we got along very well. Weird kid, but like, I mean, it might have had something to do with him walking into our bathroom covered with blood in a note that says, hey, you might want to use a different bathroom. I'll clean it when I get home. I promise I don't have AIDS. Which is like, that's not the note you want to see when you walk in. I mean, it could have been worse. It could have been the note where it was like, hey, don't touch any of this. I have AIDS. I guess that could have been worse. So it was maybe the second worst. We'll call it 1A and B. 1A would have been me saying, hey, I have AIDS. 1B is, hey, the whole room's covered in blood. Don't worry about it, though. I don't have AIDS. But no, I had to call the fucking ambulance myself. And, like, that one is just with, like, with spitting up blood or choking on blood that won't stop. The other one is if I would have broken my leg. I would have had to, like, my apartment's not unlocked yet, and the fucking chain is up there. God, security always just, like, ties you in, you know? You can't have it all in this world. But whatever. I don't know. I was trying to do already 8.5 minutes into the podcast. What the fuck? But I don't know. Not to reiterate it, but follow me on Instagram, at Ray Roberts Comedy. Follow me on the YouTube. If you're watching this on YouTube and you're not subscribed, what the fuck? I'm 2 away from 100 subscribers on YouTube. I know it's not a lot, but it's like more than a lot of people. It's probably more than you, unless you're one of my more successful comedian friends. But like, follow me on there. It'd be cool. Like, then I can just send that to people and be like, hey, I just got over 100 followers. I mean, the government is occupying a city in our country and killing civilians, and the fucking social media sites are suppressing any news about it, and our government being run by satanic pedophiles. But I mean, I need that subscriber count to be higher so I can fucking, I don't know, be successful before I fucking off myself to free me from this prison called life. I say with a smile. I hope you can tell that I'm smiling. It's still fucking February, and if you're not bummed out just because it's February, like, it is fake spring in Chicago right now. I don't know what the temperature is currently, and my computer's been fucking slow. I went out and took pictures yesterday. I fixed my camera finally. went to the marina over off the lake there. Montrose Bay Marina, Montrose Bay, Montrose Beach, Montrose Marina, whatever you want to say. Went over there, took some pictures. It was a beautiful day. Still a little chilly off of the lake, but I mean, when it's 50, 48 feels like 35, that's going to be what it is, or 48 feels like 38, whatever it is. Warmest day that it's been in like 3 months. Like, you're still going to go out. Like, I wore a bomber jacket instead of a real jacket. Shame on me. Didn't wear gloves. Shame on me. Had a regular hat on. My Bears 2025 division winner hat. Go Bears. Bear down. Whatever. We're going to get there. Not like in this. We're going to get to the Super Bowl and we'll win it. The fucking NFC seems to be stacked forever, though. I don't know if we're ever beating Seattle. Yeah, see, like, I don't even know what the weather is currently, and it doesn't fucking matter. Who cares? We'll get out of that. But it was warm enough to go fucking do that. But it's going to be, like, this happens every year, where, like, it's usually, like, end of February, early March, sometimes late March, where it's like, hey, here's some, like, 50-degree days in a row, but then it goes back to fucking freezing. Or yesterday was 50, and I think it was going to be, like, 35 today or some shit like that. Still warmer than it has been. I'm not bitching about that. It's just going to fuck with my fucking, with my goddamn health. It's hitting the crew. Sore throats all around. There's a cure to that. Okay, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. We're not doing it. All right, we need to take this seriously, guys. Hey, I'm counting on you guys to keep me on task here, all right? Just because things are going well doesn't mean we can't let them get away with this. Let's ease our way into it, will we? After fucking 10 minutes of me just bullshitting at Ray Roberts Comedy. Follow me, okay? Just fucking do it. All right, I know. I did a show last Wednesday at Mustangs, and like there were 12 people there, maybe South Beloit. Shout out! It's fun. It's a good time. We're not supposed to do political material. Why? just don't book me. You know, like don't book me, and then be like, if we could stay away from political. Like I can do it. I'm a goddamn professional. I know what I'm doing. I got sex jokes now, guys. Okay. Welcome. This is what people do when they start comedy, is they talk about things that they know are going to be funny. Weird sexual stories, fucking their dicks, how they look, parents stuff. And like they like relate to people and learn how to be funny and then write about complex things. Where what I did is I started right from the jump trying to make fun of complex things, and now I can just write a well thought out sex joke about power dynamics. Because why would we just be fucking funny? You know, why would we do that? Why can't we save the world and be funny at the same time? One dick joke at a time in South Beloit, Wisconsin. But like after the show, I was leaving with Tim Brennan. Shout out, thanks for the ride. He was our, who cares? Always give people gas money, by the way. One, if you can. Two, just do it, all right? One of the biggest fights I got into with another comic, who will not be named because he's blocked on everything because he's an old racist who fucking sucks. And, but I'm better, like, I used him as an example. I did a show up in Milwaukee. And they were like, hey, fill out this form for your avails or whatever. And then, like, leave a note for the booker if you want. And I was like, better than blank, yet you still keep booking him more than me. That was the note I left. And I got a text, like, 15 minutes later that was like, hey, did you want to work this date? And I was like, okay, from time to time, talking shit works. But yeah, South Beloit, we're walking out, we're leaving. Everybody had a great time, everybody did a good job. Saw J.L. Kirking for the first time in a while. J.L.'s the man, he helped me move down here. Did way more than a friend should. But whatever, he knows that I appreciate and love him. But we're walking out and these guys like stop us and they're like, hey, thanks so much, blah, blah, blah. And we were like, no, thank you. And then just like, you have to do it. But I like instantly, like, I was just like, hey, my Instagram is at Ray Roberts Comedy. And then just all of them kind of looked at me and I go, dude, just shut up. I was like, don't tell anybody I did that. I'm embarrassed by it, but I fucking have to do it. And then we're walking out and Tim's just like, that was embarrassing. I was like, you're fucking telling me, okay? I know it was embarrassing. But like, if I pick up one or two followers from this 12 people in South Beloit, Illinois, whatever. What were we going to talk about? It doesn't matter. Just follow me on the fucking bullshit so I can stop doing South Beloit, Illinois. I'm kidding. Book me to do that gig whenever. especially when, like, who gives a fuck? I was, like, talking shit on stage. Like, he sent me a message saying not to do politics. He put it in the group chat, so that was nice of him to not, like, single me out. But, like, come on, we all know. And, when I was on stage, I go, I have to stop. I was on stage, and I was just like, you know, I have to do this. I was told not to. I even said, like, sorry for all the sex jokes. I'm being sex forward, all right? I'm being sex positive in 2026. Men are allowed to enjoy sex too, honey. Up with the patriarchy. I'm not helping the misogyny accusations at all. Which I think is, who gives a fuck? Whatever, you know it. You're on board. You're all on board, you fucking misogynists. Why didn't they call, they should have called, like, instead of misandry, it should have been mastogynist. I guess, because, whatever, who cares? Misandry does make more sense. I was just, all right. But I'm on stage, and I was like, we were told not to do political stuff, so I'm sorry for being very sex-forward. If it's a little much for you tonight, I understand. They're very well-crafted jokes about the power dynamics and age dynamics and sex in 2026. You're welcome. Makes you think a little bit while you're giggling about my dating currently. And the fucking... And then I was just like, we're just not allowed to talk about politics. And I even said, I was like, just tell me that you don't want me to do the show. Like, that's, and everybody laughed and giggled. And I was like, all right, but for real, I have to do one. I have to do one political joke. And I need you guys to fucking wait till the end. And like, you can let go of your pearls now. You don't need to clutch them. I guarantee you that you will enjoy this joke. If you don't enjoy it, I will give you the booker's information. You can tell him to never book me again. Tell the joke. It's a really good Joe Biden falling off of his bicycle joke. Ends on the right side of history. Usually I follow it up with me ending up in the work camps. I left it off at that, you know? I didn't want to... I wanted to leave the politics out of it. And... We're not supposed to do political jokes, so I had to cut it off at, like, Donald Trump's hair coming off with it, with a bike helmet. It's a good joke. Maybe I've got it somewhere. Maybe I'll share it someday, but everybody's got some sort of Joe Biden. Not everybody has a Joe Biden falling off of their bike joke in 2026, because it was fucking 4 years ago or whatever, but hey, remember 4 years ago, but, like, I cut it off, and, like, then I got the laugh, and I was like, see... Maybe, like, hey, guys, reach out to the guy and tell him, like, it's not political humor that's the problem. It's people not being good at comedy that's the problem. Just book good comics all the time. It's not that difficult. I can give you a list. Oh, there's only 52 weeks. Like, there's 52 weeks in a year. I got to book two or three. I can give you, I mean, maybe not 100 better than the ones you're booking because I'm included in the list. There's not very many better than me. We're just talking shit today, okay? We're loosey-goosey in this. I actually made an outline, and here, you see what this is. Okay, it's been a while since we've had a fun one of these. Okay, the world seems lighter, the sun's out, birds are chirping, people are being nice, you know? It's gonna go away eventually, I understand that, but we enjoy this now, okay? God, you guys, you gotta be in on the fucking... the manic depressive cycle with me, okay? Sync up. Women get periods when they hang out enough together that sync up. I need you to sync up on my manic periods. I was in my luteal phase of my manic. All right, I'm not even gonna try to stretch this. The Super Bowl. I don't know, guys. I'm having fun. I'm like on day three of no weed too. So like, this is just pure Wellbutrin, fish oil, and vitamin D. I got that vitamin. Shut the fuck up. All right. ADHD people have a vitamin D deficiency. That's why I have to take Blue Chew sometimes. This broadcast, Blue Chew. We're not sponsored by them. Oh, I think I peaked the thing. Cool. All right. This is a fun visual. The Super Bowl was on Sunday, and the Seahawks won. I think I gave out Seahawks -4.5. I thought it was going to be closer than it was, but if you cashed in on that, you're welcome. I'm the only one who was saying it, not every single person who knows anything about football. It was kind of a lackluster game. Friendly viewer of the show came over and fell asleep on the couch for the second half, so that was fun. I'll tell you what, here's the thing about being very close personal friends with women, is, like, there's, like, that fun, like, little, like, dance of, like, sure, whatever, but, like, when there's, like, an attractive woman asleep in your apartment, and then, like, you're just, like, trying not to disturb them, it's like having a baby, like, a sleeping baby in your apartment. Where, like, you do not wake them. You just let them sleep. You do the best you can not to wake them up. Sure, they're cute. You want to hold them. This is too apt of a description, but it sounds creepy. But, like, whatever. They're asleep, and then, like, you don't want to wake them up. So you, like, in your own home, get up to go take a piss, and then something falls and hits them, and you're trying to, like, stop it, but, like, you're bent, like, in a weird way, so it looks like you're up to something, and then you're just like, God damn it, now I'm weird. But, like, you just let it slide, and you just have to move on and move forward. But anyway, second half of the Super Bowl was very fun. Hey, shout out to Bad Bunny, dude. Did that fucking halftime show... I like, if you watched the you didn't. If you're watching this, you didn't watch the other one. But, like, be less fucking weird. Bad Bunny fucking crushed it. Did a great job. I will say, hot take alert, fucking 5 days later, 4 days later, three, whatever day later, hot take alert. The best, like, I was having a fucking blast. He did a great job killing it. Who doesn't like hot Latina ass on television? Chris Long from the Greenlight podcast said it the best. Like, since when do white dudes not like big booty Latinas? Like, since when? We're just gonna be fucking weird about it? You're gonna be worried about everybody being gay and then just be like, nah, we're gonna turn off the hottest women in the entire world? Now, sure, were there two dudes of all the people on there, two dudes were dancing next to each other next to a truck, okay? Well, they were dancing on each other. They were, like, getting it. They were in. And good for them. Fucking Bad Bunny's up there, okay? Everybody else is dancing. Get down, okay? Maybe it's not for me, but it's for somebody. It's for all of the fucking horny white women who love fucking heated rivalry. That's who it's for. It's not for, like... We need to stop playing pretend that all of this gay shit on TV is, and I say gay shit kind of flippantly, you understand that we're allies here, but, like, all of this gay shit on TV, we need to break the veil that it's not about representation. Now, if it happens with it, that's great. We need as much representation as we can get. The gay community is important to arts and culture and day-to-day life and business and blah, blah, blah. Right? We're not going to do it. But, like, we got to stop pretending that all of the... Like, heated rivalry is porn for white women. All it is a romantasy novel on television, right? It is a book, I think. It was, like, a book or something that they adapted, okay? And, like, some dude was, like... People were mad that, like, the hockey players were too hot. Hockey players are hot. That's just what they are. It doesn't matter. Like, my buddy Tyler, as soon as I found out he was, like, a goalie, I was like, oh, I get it. You know what I mean? Pop punk goalie. He probably could have got it if we met earlier in life. Shout out, Tyler. Love you to death. But, like, those two hot Puerto Rican dudes, and I'm assuming they're Puerto Rican. I don't know. I didn't ask them. I'm not asking for their papers. I don't fucking work for ICE, okay? Like, we're not, like, they're dancing on it. And, like, quit pretending that it's for anybody but horny white women who love watching dudes make out and dance on each other, okay? It's like saying that girls making out on TV or kissing on TV is for, like, the lesbian community. No! It's for straight dudes who love watching girls make out. It's perfectly fine. If you're into the opposite sex, there is nothing more cool than, like, double the opposite. It just makes sense, okay? I don't need to break down math for you. But anywho, those two gay dudes were dancing on each other on a truck. Cool. Good times. Ray Roberts, only person to have a girl come over after the Bad Bunny concert and not get any. 2028. We live a great life. Who's got it better than us? Nobody. Super Bowl. It was a fun game, boring game, but it heated up at the end. Sam Darnold, congratulations to Sam Darnold, shaking off the failure allegations. First Super Bowl out of anybody in that draft class. It was like Baker Mayfield, forever and always my quarterback. I understand Caleb Williams is my quarterback now, but Baker Mayfield was Caleb Williams before Caleb Williams. Like, if Baker Mayfield was less conservative from Texas, like, if he was less from, like, I think he's from Austin or something like that, but if he didn't grow up in Texas, that's what Caleb Williams is, but with, like, more mobility and a bet, like, he paints his nails, you know. But, like, Baker, Sam Darnold was in that draft. Fucking Lamar was in that draft, I think. Maybe he was earlier. No, Lamar, was he? It doesn't matter. Josh Allen was in that draft. All of those fucking murderer quarterbacks that we hear about all the time, except for Sam Darnold. And Sam Darnold's the first one to get a ring. So now I have to stop waiting for Sam Darnold to fucking collapse. He didn't do it. He didn't have any fucking turnovers all the playoffs, which is incredible. First team in the history of the NFL to do that. But what we can't do, NFL, world at large, United States of America, what we can't do, what we're not going to do, is just have every commercial be ass and made by AI about AI or Dunkin' Donuts, okay? Or Dunkin' now. It's not even Dunkin' Donuts. You know, they're like, hey, we're going to do a retro Hey, Dunkin', fuck you. All right, we're going to do a retro commercial where we have to, like, face wash or whatever the fuck you call it, like, de-age fucking Ben Affleck and fucking George Costanza and the fucking, God damn it, Alphonse, whatever his name is, from fucking Fresh Prince. It's not unusual to be that one, all right? Like, we're not going to de-age all of those people and then still call it Dunkin', you fucking losers. Whoever's in the ad department there, I have a little bit of background information on advertising now. Shout out. And, guys, we need to lock in. But anyway, like, they had to make it Dunkin' Donuts for that commercial. They would have had to rebrand. You can't be like, we're going back in time and still calling it the new name, you fucking idiots. I don't even know if I can post half of this. I'm going to, because that's what it is. Hashtag real. Half hour in already. All right, we got to lock in, guys. I know that this has been fun, and this is maybe the first enjoyable episode in a while, okay? But there's so much going on. Every commercial's made by AI. Ring cameras that people are putting on their house. Hey, you fuck faces, don't vote for this guy. Well, I mean, vote for him if you want. He seems to be a pretty good whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm gonna get a copyright strike because of fucking ads. No free ads for fucking Wendy's, even though I know the person who worked on that. What up? Fuck. All right, we need to stop. God, this makes me so mad. But I mean, it does look affordable. I don't have a Wendy's anywhere near me, I don't think. Booking.com has stolen money from me before. TurboTax. We're not doing commercials on this podcast anymore. We're just kind of, I need to get the fucking things back. All right. Oh, Chewy's a fun company. My dog that's been dead for, fuck, 3 years now? They keep sending me happy birthday things to him. He would be fucking 16 by now. He's an American Bulldog boxer mix. You fucking weirdos. He's not still alive. Maybe be 14. I don't remember how old he was when we fucking killed him. Didn't even take him to the vet. I was just like, I'm sick of you. No, we put him down. He's... The world hasn't been the same since he's been gone. I used to make the joke that the world was going to end after Boozer was dead. Shout out Boozer. And named after Carlos Boozer, but also drank beer. I was also a drunk. Don't let 20-year-olds buy dogs. I rescued him, okay? I'm a good person. But any hoozles. Chewy keeps... Whatever. Ring cameras. Oh, speaking of dogs. Hey, we're right back in on it. Come on. Who's better than me? It would be better if I didn't point it out and just did the transition. But that's what we do here. We pull back the veil. We show you the capital T truth. What's up? Open your third eyes, people. Fuck. Okay. Ring cameras. Just basically just put it all out there and showed us that they're, like, tracking people in our neighborhoods. And they said it was to, like, save dogs. Huh? And I bet you, fuck you, white women. I bet you somebody went out and was, they're saving dogs. And they have fucking Skynet to track everybody. I bet you it sold things. It's all about moving units. It doesn't matter. It's just moving units. Make the numbers go up. The numbers have to go up. All right, 32 minutes in. Let's see if we can get to all of this. Vape break. I need to knock that shit off. But it is what it is. Nicotine. If I knew the Hayley Williams lyrics to Noazoprene or whatever, that. Call me Mr. Benzapine. That's a different song. All right. Oh, I thought somebody was knocking on my window. I'm on the second floor. Dude, am I on? Like, I don't do cocaine, but like it feels like it today. We got fucking, I'm gonna have to go work out after this. That's what it is. I should have worked out first, but now you guys get this energy. But here's the problem, then after I work out I get like a testosterone spike, and then I just get kind of like loosely uncomfortable to any of the women I talk to in my life. Not, you know what I mean, not uncomfortable, whatever, who cares. Who am I, all right? I'm not explaining myself to you, internet. You fucking losers. The Olympics are happening. I've watched 0% of the Olympics. I would say 1% of the Olympics. I don't care this year. I watched J.D. Vance get booed at the opening ceremony. Inject that into my veins. I watched Lindsey Vonn. What a psychopath Lindsey Vonn is. She needs to be studied. Mentally, like, you know, after NFL players die and they like scan their brains and shit and like dive deep in there so they can find CTE. Rest in peace, Junior Seau. That's what the name was. Shot himself in the chest so his brain would be there so they could do it. Shout out to the old Chargers. Sean Merriman, fucking... All right. The Chargers used to be motherfuckers. Antonio Gates, Philip Rivers. But now they got a fucking Harbaugh with fucking Trump weirdos. And it's the autistic one, too. Whatever. But, like, Lindsey Vonn is 42, decided just to pick the skis back up, and was like, I'm just going to still be the best fucking downhill skier in the goddamn world. Is fucking murdering it all the way up to the Olympics. Tore her ACL at some point, and was like, fuck it, we still ball. Okay, we're just going to do that. We're like, hey, this is the biggest thing, like the biggest, like NBA players get a fucking hangnail and take like a week and a half off, right? Like they get a calf strain and it's like a fucking 9-month injury. I mean, they can pop their, I understand. But like, this chick is like, I'm going to like fucking do the Olympics with a blown out knee. In a sport where, like, you fucking need your knees. Like, I mean, you quite obviously need your knees because it didn't work out. And everybody was like, oh, it's not the ACL. I'm sure the ACL injury had something to do with it. But, like, she took a really crazy line down the hill and clipped one of the little fucking plastic things they keep you in line with. The things that you have to... Flags? I don't know what they're called. She clipped it and fucking just bailed. Like, not... Like, she just biffed it. It was a pretty gnarly crash. Everybody made it seem like it was way worse, but she has like a compound fracture in her fucking leg because of it. And like, what an intro! I cannot wait for her memoirs. Like, she dated fucking Tiger Woods, right? I think. I think she's got some weird significant other right now. Like, she's a fucking skier. Like, obviously she's a murderer. Like, just insanely hot. But, like, in one of those, like, respectful, like, if I met her, like a Hope Solo kind of way. I've never seen Lindsay Vonn's butthole on the internet, but, all right. But, like, you know what I mean? Where, like, when you would meet them, you'd be, like, intimidated by them. Because you're like, yeah, 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 you're, like, a fucking 11 out of 10. But, like, you're also so fucking good at what you, like, you shouldn't have both. And that's probably why she's a psycho, all right? You can't have all, like, she's got to be a fucking terror to deal with. I would get rid of the window to my kitchen if I was with Lindsay Vonn. Come on, callbacks. Who does it better than this? But no, she just, like, is out now. But, like, an American won the gold medal. I don't even remember her name. It's, like, Scoot or something, or, like, Dizzy or something. Like, she's got, like, a fucking, like, remember Peekaboo Street? I don't know if she's been in the fucking Olympics in 20 years. Who the fuck knows? But I remember her name. Another fucking killer. She was, like, her big thing was she was, like, a virgin, too, wasn't it? That was when, like, everybody had to be a virgin. I wonder if she still is. But, like, the Olympics are crazy. Like, there's a guy that we have, his name's, like, Vasily something. Or, like, he's got some weird Russian name, and he's fucking working with us. I wonder if he knows what's going on in the Epstein files. I'm sure there's something going on with that. Hey, shout out Ro Khanna. We're going to get to it, but, like, shout out Ro Khanna actually just, like, going at people, all right? Like, he's, like, saying names, bringing up Les Wexner and shit. Whatever, back to the Olympics. We're gonna get to it. But this guy did, like, he does backflips on ice? The fuck are we doing here? He also does ice dancing songs to, like, himself reading fucking, like, inspirational quotes to himself. Like, that would be, like, me listening. I mean, I do it sometimes, but, like, that's just to get timing down, not, like, to, like, psych myself up. Like, imagine just me sitting in, like, a green room before doing a set and just, like, over the... Imagine I had to go on stage and my walk-up music was me doing a bit. I'm sure somebody does that. Somebody's had to have done that. I remember hearing the story that, about fucking what's-his-nuts. The guy who stole all the jokes, Carlos Mencia, told a guy I know, he came in and he's like, man... I'm just, like, you're just so lucky that you get to watch it. I'll never be able to see that. And it's like, you're not Kanye West, bitch, all right? You're doing somebody else's jokes. This guy can do backflips on ice. I don't have much to say. Like, what else, what's there to say about it, okay? Like, that's the coolest fucking shit ever. On ice skates, you can do a backflip? Now, I think that there was, like, a chick who did it a while back, but it, like, got her disqualified. But, like, this was, like, the first time in, like, 40 years or something you're allowed to do backflips. Let people do backflips. It's the goddamn Olympics. Sure, it's dangerous. Yeah, you could bust your fucking head open, and now everybody's got to skate through, like, blood ice. But, like, wouldn't that be kind of cool? Like, that's, like, UFC fights, when there's, like, blood that stains the canvas. Like, that's kind of fun when you see it later on in other fights, okay? Like, you can, like, just fucking clean it up. Take that person's skull off the ice and get back to ice dancing. How deep are we in? Do I even want to talk about this? Yeah, we are. Let's do it. If you're still this far into the podcast, thank you so much. Once again, follow me. Subscribe to me on Instagram and the Patreon. I don't even know what the Patreon is. You fucking find it, okay? Just, it's the internet. All right, ask ChatGPT. All right, I'm never gonna use it, but I'm done telling people not to use AI because you all fuck it. Like, it's like when, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's the new Google it, where you're just like, whatever. Just ask Chat. Like, somebody told me that they use ChatGPT for therapy, and they were like, like, it's just like it just gives you positive answers back. It's like, yeah, that's because it's not fucking. It's not a person. You're letting the fucking robots into your brain? The fuck is wrong with you? I've never been so angry at somebody so beautiful. okay. We're getting the world's a shitty place, okay? This is the world's a shitty place thing. Rokana shout out. We're gonna start on the positive note. All right. There are people actually doing shit now. He's on record saying the names that the FBI and the Department of Justice knocked out, Mohammed bin Salim, or whatever his name is, from, I think it's Saudi Arabia. It's real crazy that, like, all the shit's going down in the UAE, the Saudi Arabia area. I know they're different countries, but I lump them together. And I understand that that's kind of, I don't know if racist is the word, but I understand. Everybody's got holes in their game, okay? Whichever country filled with people who helped organize fucking 9/11 or benefited from it, and we, like, hide money that, like, the UFC and golfers and fucking comedians I don't respect anymore go to for money laundering purposes, because that's where there's gotta be human trafficking there too. I mean, there's human trafficking here, but he, like, went up in front of Congress and said names, like, the names that were, like, pulled off of the emails, and just said them out loud. Big surprise, one of them is Ohio's own Les Wexner, OHIO. We've been talking about him for years on here. We're not the first people to talk about it, obviously. But, I mean, I remember in 2014, fucking 12 years ago, Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah, so Boozer would have been 15. Okay. Ooh, maybe 16. I was right originally. 15 and a half, we'll call it. But, like, fucking, I remember working in politics. I was a campaign manager, if you're new here. Great candidate. She is now the head of the Democratic Party of Ohio. Seems awfully quiet about everything that's going on. I don't know if, like, she's not allowed to, or, like, she doesn't want to, but, like, I should look and see what she's posting, because I haven't seen very much out of her personal account about ICE or the Epstein files. Maybe it's because Les Wexner, the point of the story, is, like, he has been a political contributor for decades. Because, I mean, I remember looking him up to see if we took money from him. I don't think her campaign did. The Ohio Democratic Party for sure did. The people running for state rep in the Columbus area definitely did. On both sides, it's not just Democrats, it was definitely Republicans. Obviously Republicans, it's Ohio, where it's fucking 80% Republicans in the state house because everything's gerrymandered. But, like, in a deeply purple fucking state, they're like, nah, everybody is, like, the fucking farmland needs to vote too. But they just, like, fucking let it go. They, like, let it roll. And everything's, like, just, like, all right, cool. Like, that's how he stays out of trouble, is, like, he buys half of Ohio State's campus, runs Victoria's Secret, has, like, a fucking dude to, like, run his shit in fucking Jeffrey Epstein. He's got, like, fucking politicians in his back pocket. I don't know. Like, it's crazy that, like, and then they were like, oh, this is, like, he's allowed to say this legally because it's under some statutory act of some sort. And it's like, no, Rokhan is, like, a fucking, he's, like, the only one who's doing something about it on Capitol Hill. All right, the rest of them could have done it. He's put his fucking face out there. I guarantee you they'll get him on some sort of weird charges. It's not going to be, I mean, if it's fucking insider trading, well, they can't get him for insider trading. It's legal for members of Congress to do that. Maybe we should work on that. Hey, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, what's up? Old runner of the Democratic Party. Maybe still runner of the Democratic Party. Say what's up to our girl Nancy Pelosi while you do it. That's why her tits are so big. She hides all of her secrets in there. All of, like, the, all of the money. In other depressing news, it came out, I'm gonna end on my favorite story. This isn't the ending, but, like, Israel, however the fuck you're supposed to say it, the country that completely owns our country and has the puppet strings around our fucking president because they have all of their information about all of the nasty deeds that they've been up to. It came out from, like, reports that they're using, like, thermonuclear bombs and shit, or were, in Gaza. The fucking headline was, like, Israel is literally vaporizing people. And, like, that's a war crime doesn't matter in this day and age, you know? Like, I mean, like, cutting off aid, war crime, fucking bombing hospitals, war crime, killing women and children, war crime, you know, like, shit like that. Like, we don't care about war crimes. It's America, okay? But we need it noted, okay? Like, we just need it noted that they're doing this as war crimes. And I live in America. I'm an American. I'm a war crime, you know? Like, this whole country is just one giant war crime. But, like, they're fucking vaporizing people. Like, it's against the law, international law, to use these bombs. So why are we making them? And I mean, why are we making them? Because where the fuck do you think they got them? They got them from us. U.S. The United States of America. God bless America. And nobody's going to hold us accountable. Because how are you going to do that? We got nukes. Like, Russia's going to have to fucking... Like, Russia's the bad guys. Everybody's the bad guys. Like, I want to know where the good guys are. It's got to be, like... It might be North Korea. For real. Like, at this fucking point, it might be North Korea that, like, is the good guys. North Korea and China. Like, you know how we're, like, oh, they're going to take over the world and communism and fucking, like, all that. Like, maybe they've got it right. Maybe they're right. It could be. But, like, why are we making fucking hyponuclear thermo bombs that vaporize people? I understand, like, I understand that we can't put the genie back in the bottle, per se. Like, Pandora's box has already been opened, if we want to make this completely Asian-centric. But, like, was Pandora's box Asian? I know that there's a similar story. I think that might have been some other time. All right, not Asian. Who cares? All right? Don't fact-check the podcast. But, like, we can't, like, the genie's out of the bottle. We can't put it back in. This isn't I Dream of Genie, right? It's not some hot blonde in a genie costume. This is thermonuclear bombs. They exist. We have nuclear weapons. But, like, we can always just stop making them. I understand that, like, there's a demand because we just have to kill people as people. That's something that we have to, just stop making them. But don't stop making bombs overall. If you're a person, if you're an individual, I would never recommend that you do this. I want to go on record saying that the people here at the Comedy and Mushroom Cult podcast, and when I had my LLC, were LLC, everybody here at Radio Ware, we do not condone violence. We do not condone sending bombs in the mail. We are not pro that. Okay? We don't like it. We don't want it to happen. It'd be great if nobody died ever, okay? Especially from political violence. But, like, Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, rest in peace. If anybody needs to borrow the manifesto, I've got it over there. I've read it a couple times. It's The writing's not great, but he fucking nails it. I was trying to do, like, a little fun bit about how Ted Kaczynski would have loved UPS tracking. Like, I understand that he hated the internet and all electronics, but, like, he would have loved UPS tracking or USPS tracking. He would have been like, why the fuck is it in Perrysburg, Ohio? Where is that? Shout out Perrysburg. But anyway, it came out that one of the guys that was injured by the Unabomber's bomb was one of Epstein's, like, buddies, like, for, like, has 6 years of emails with Jeffrey Epstein. So I'm not, like, obviously don't mail bombs in the mail, okay? Like, innocent people got hurt, but, like, if we would have just let the bombs get where they were supposed to be going, I don't know. You know, maybe this is a better world if we would have just, like, let Ted cook, okay? Ted Kuczynski. Like, we need him now more than ever. Do you know who could have, like, he nailed this fucking technocracy that we have. He nailed it. He, like, ring cameras in every house, monitoring everybody, going everywhere. Fucking AI taking over. Like, he fucking nailed it. And they locked him up. And now he's dead. Rest in peace, King. But that's very fun to me, that one of the guys that Ted Kaczynski tried to blow up with a mail bomb is on the Epstein list. Maybe all of these people that we've been told are, like, it's conspiracy theorists, it's fucking, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Domestic terrorists. Like, maybe they're on to something. Like, maybe we're, like, we bought into the fucking, I mean, obviously, we bought into the fucking program and we bought into the fucking thing. I'm filming this through a cell phone on the fucking internet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're bought in. I'm the only country in the world where stand-up comedy could have been invented. Like, because of the freedom of speech that we have, / had. Like, I understand. Best country in the world. It's just a shame. I mean, for a white man, I understand everybody else might be having a difficult time with the country, historically. but... You know what I mean? Like, it's... Maybe they were right. Maybe they were freedom fighters. Unlike the fucking socialists. Like, I keep getting text messages from the socialists where it's like, hey, come fucking learn about general strikes. And it's like, I don't want to learn about general strikes. Organize one. Come up with a plan. I don't need to sit there and learn about, like... Like, I went to a fucking meeting, and they were like, learn about general strikes. And I was like, yes, let's go. Like, the place was fucking packed. Because I think everybody was, like, ready for a plan. And we're like, do you know who's going to have it? The goddamn socialists. And what do? We sat in a circle and basically talked about our feelings about society and about the fucking, the different times that, like, strikes worked in the past. Like, cool. We understand the strikes work. Let's fucking, I thought this was a meeting about organizing one. You fucking nerds. Like, I understand I'm not the first person to point out that socialists just sit around and do nothing. Like, yes, we need them. Socialism's probably a good idea. There's got to be, like, a blend of socialism and, a capitalist socialism. Some sort of mix. Socialistic capitalism. Like, something. There's some gray area. Like, this is all made up. Like, we made this all up. We can make up a better way. But what we're not, like, what's not going to happen is, like, fucking 30 people sitting in a room while some fucking chick who doesn't shave her armpits tells us that, like... A general strike in 2003 stopped immigration raids. Like, did it? Yes. Kind of. But also, like, look where we're at now. They used it as a dry run, okay? They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. They've tanked our economy so we're, like, unable to do it. The country's owned by, like, 7 people. And they have infinity money. We can be bled out. Like, they don't care. They do not care. They're breeding children to eat them. That's not a fucking conspiracy theory. That's a real thing. Like, that's the world that we're living in. And they're just like, okay, let's talk about the original general strike when the slaves walked away. And it's like, yes, I get it. Like, that was super cool. Great. Like, history is fun sometimes. The world's a much better place now that we don't have slavery. Like, what the fuck are we talking about? But also, comma, I don't need your fucking, like, PowerPoint dissertation about a strike that happened 150 years ago. I need your plan for now. You're the goddamn socialists. You show up to fucking protest looking all cool and hot in your cargo pants, men and women. You rent a U-Haul truck from the fucking U-Haul store and, like, set up speakers in the back of it. And a really good free Palestine. You know, like, we're all having a good time. Banging drums, fucking grooving while we're walking down the Miracle Mile. Great. We're all doing it, like, perfect. You guys crush it at getting people there. How about we do something with it? But anyways, I haven't signed off with the reminder in a while. I wrote it on the notes, you know? I wrote it. It's in my phone. I keep looking over there for it. It's in my phone on my podcast. Because I understand, like, we can get into dark things every once in a while, and life is rough, and it's, you know, it's February. Life, like, things are bleak, you know? Even though it's fake spring. But, like, it's life's good, you know? We're still alive. We're still in the game, dude. Like, as long as you're still alive, you're still in the game. Life's good. It's completely worth it. If it's not worth it right now, hang on in there, all right? You know what I mean? Every once in a while, you have to, like, confront. Look in the mirror. I understand that you're not supposed to do it on psychedelics, but hit a little bit of mushrooms. Look yourself in the mirror. See you for who you really are, and you love it. And I know that bad things have happened, and I know that bad things are going to continue happening. The world's always been a terrible place if you pay attention, okay? This isn't the worst it's ever been, unfortunately. There was, like, a time in the fucking 1500s where there wasn't, like, fucking daylight for, like, an entire year because a volcano went off, okay? Like, there's gonna be some weird solar flare that hits. And, like, we're not going to have electricity. All right, that's going to be worse than it is now. We're not going to be able to see all of it because, like, fucking, we won't have Instagram. But that's going to be worse. But we still have art. We still have love. We still have life. We still have podcasts for right now. Because life is good, and it's all worth it. Okay? Just hang in there. It's tough. I get it. I completely get it. But, like, you're still in the game. As long as you're still alive, you're still in the game. Shout out. Thank you, guys. At Ray Roberts Comedy on everything. Subscribe to the shit. Send me money. Vote for me for president. I forget what the thing I said before was, but that's a fun line as well. But I don't know, guys. I'm just going to get out of here. It's almost an hour. Sorry for a long one. Love you. Bye.